ジャパニーズポッド1ジャパニーズあれ？おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here.
四字熟語。
Lesson 22. Japanese you've been waiting to learn.
Wow.
Again, I think these titles are starting to reflect the phrases we're going to look at in the lesson.
Hmm. So we have to see which phrase comes up for this lesson.
その通りです。Now, for those of you new to 四字熟語, this is a 25-part series. This is lesson 22. You can go back, listen to the previous ones. And inside, we take...
四字熟語。
Japanese idiomatic phrases, and we look at the kanji characters that make them up. They're each made up of four kanji characters. By understanding those meanings, we can understand the idiomatic phrase. Natsuko-san, what do we have first?
自暴自棄
Abandon, desperation.
自暴自棄自暴自棄
Let's take a look at the individual characters. First we have
自
oneself
暴
violence
自
oneself
棄
Abandon. So oneself, violence, oneself, abandon. Maybe by looking at the two kanji character compounds, the two of them, mm-hmm. we can understand this a little bit better. First、okay. we have?
自暴
To harm oneself. Second one?
自棄
To abandon oneself. So if we take it all together?
自暴自棄
It means to lose one's reason and give in to despair. This is usually caused by a serious failure or series of failures. Natsuko-san, there's a similar expression.
Yes.やけくそになる
So kind of being desperate?
Yes, right.
How about the usage? How's it used?
自暴自棄になる
So it's used together with になる To give in to despair. How about a sample sentence?
僕は大学受験に失敗して自暴自棄になった
I've given in to despair because I failed to pass the college entrance exam.
僕は彼女に振られて自暴自棄になっている
I'm feeling desperate because I was dumped by my girlfriend.
自暴自棄になって役所を辞めた役人がいる。
There's a government employee who gave up and left the government. It's not really desperate so much as, what is the feeling here?
It's more like an anger and not caring about the result. So the action may vary. You know, maybe someone might quit the company or someone may go drinking. like doing something really reckless.Because they don't care anymore. And another thing is, I think this phrase is more used in third person form.
Speaking about someone else.
Yes.
What you think.
It's pretty kind of objective nuance.
Is it used a lot? Or is it common, not that common?
I think it's more used in written language. Like in recent news, you know, 自暴自棄になって事件を起こした。
Ah, see, he kind of gave up on life and he caused an incident.
Mm-hmm.
So usually sometimes you read about really horrible things in the news or something.
Yes. I see them occasionally in news.
Kind of like basically giving up on the game of life.
Right. It's like that.
Mm. And after that, you know, you could go either way. You could harm yourself or harm others. Or...
Right.
This one was a tough one, challenging. Hopefully the next one's not as bad. What do we have next? What do we have next?
一日先週
Really looking forward to.
Ah, this one's better.
Break it down.
一日先週一日先週 You also pronounce this 一日先週
Okay, let's take a look character by character. First we have
一
One
日 or 日
Day
先
Thousand
週
Autumn One day, thousand, autumn?
Hmm?
What about the compounds? Let's take a look at the compounds.
一日 or 一日
One day, and?
先週
A thousand years.
Ah, so in a thousand years, autumn comes a thousand times.
その通りです。
Ah, I see.
That's really clever.
Yes. So it's not 一日千年
No.
Wow.
It's like a more poetic way of saying
it. Yeah, poetic.
Put it all together one more time.
一日先週 or 一日先週
Now, it originally meant to feel like you haven't seen a person you love for a long time, even if you haven't seen them only for a day or two.
Like waiting for 1,000 years?
Yeah.
Wow, romantic.
I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. But yes, you're the expert. No, but it is. It's a very kind of beautiful way of saying it.
Yes.
But in recent times, it's come to mean really looking forward to or can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
How about the usage?
It's usually used in a set phrase. 一日先週の思い出待つ.
So to wait while really looking forward to.
You look forward to it so strongly that you feel like one day is 1,000 years long.
Yeah, I know the feeling, actually. Mm,
I think I know it too. I hope.
I like that little clause at the end, I hope. Okay, what about the sample sentences?
僕は一日先週の思いでしずかちゃんからの返事を待った.
I was really looking forward to a response from Shizuka. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the translation doesn't do this justice. Maybe something like, it seemed like in an eternity while I waited for Shizuka's reply.
Wow, that's good.
Mm, but a little better than the original one. What do you have next?
僕は合格発表の電話を一日先週の思いで待った.
I couldn't wait for the telephone call announcing the test results. And finally?
母は息子の帰りを一日先週の思いで待った.
Mother really looked forward to her son's coming home. And again, you kind of get the idea that maybe he's been away for a while or that this is kind of what she's thinking about every single day.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the phrase 首を長くして待つ?
Yes.
So it's kind of similar, right? This one's also funny.
Yeah, that one's more like E.T., I think.
E.T.
Can you give the phrase one more time?
首を長くして待つ.
So to extend your neck and wait. So you're kind of looking in the distance if someone's there. But I always think it's like E.T.'s waiting for his friends.
Kashi.
Just jump back a second. Do we use this one a lot? This is the first time I heard it.
Yes. This is not a casual word.
But let me ask you this, Natsuko-san.
Yes.
If you got a text message from, let's say, someone you had feelings for and they use this, would you be impressed?
Definitely.
All right. Well, there you have it. I think that's the hint to go text or email somebody with this. And be sure to let us know how it goes.
Yes. Don't use it too often.
Yeah. Okay. That is going to do for today. Don't forget to check the PDF, especially for the final phrase. I think it's very, very interesting, the 1,000 falls.
Yes. I like that. 勉強になりました。それじゃあまた。